You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with asset protection attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Garrett owns Corporate Direct, which provides affordable LLC and corporate formation and maintenance services in all 50 states. Mr. Sutton, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Good to be with you and your listeners, Eric.
And we're certainly appreciative of your time as well. Thanks so much. So for starters, tell us, asset protection, why is asset protection so important?
Well, Eric, we live in a very litigious society. People sue each other all the time. Attorneys have a incentive to sue people. They get a percentage of what they can collect. And so knowing that, we need to take steps to protect ourselves. Right at the start, when you start a business, when you buy that first piece of investment real estate, you need to take steps to set up an entity to protect yourself. If you get sued in your business as a sole proprietor, when you haven't set up a corporation or LLC, the person suing you over a business claim can reach all of your personal assets, the equity in your house, your bank account, everything else. But if you have this protective corporation or LLC set up, they can get what's inside the business, but not any of your other personal assets. So in a very litigious society like ours, it makes sense to take these really, Eric, simple steps to protect ourselves.
And certainly sounds like dangerous territory as well. So how can one protect their assets?
Well, each state, all 50 states and D.C. allow us to set up corporations and LLCs. It's something that every state offers, so that it's really an encouragement for people to get into business, to invest, so that they can advance the economy, but at the same time be protective, be protected. Eric, back in the day, they had debtors' prisons. You'd go to prison if your business failed. They don't do that anymore, but they can reach all of your assets if you're not properly protected. So we like to have corporations and LLCs. Most times now, Eric, people are using LLCs. The limited liability company is very flexible. It can be taxed as a partnership, as a S or C corporation, which we can go into. And so it also, if we choose the right state, we can have better asset protection as well.
And Mr. Sutton, taking that further, I do hear that some states are better than others. Which are the best states for an LLC?
Well, Eric, I really like Wyoming, also Nevada and Delaware. Wyoming I like because once the entity, the LLC or corporation, once it's set up, it's only $50 a year to the state of Wyoming. And they don't, for LLCs, they don't list your name on the state website. So you have some extra privacy there. Nevada and Delaware are good states as well. Their fees are higher, though. They're at a minimum $350 a year. So with Wyoming, you get the same asset protection as Delaware and Nevada, but you also have privacy, and it's only $50 a year. And then what you can do is set up the LLC in your home state. You can qualify the Wyoming in your home state or set up, for example, with real estate. If you, Eric, bought a piece of property in Ohio, we'd have an Ohio LLC because that's where the real estate's located, owned by one Wyoming LLC, which offers the great asset protection if you get sued in a car wreck. Then when you set up buy a property in Indiana, we have an Indiana LLC owned by that same Wyoming LLC. Wyoming provides excellent asset protection if you get sued personally. So, we provide a free 15-minute consult, and we can go through these scenarios with you and come up with the best plan for protecting you. It's not one size fits all. We do help people according to their specific situation.
some really important and valuable information today. We're joined by asset protection attorney and best-selling author, Mr. Garrett Sutton, who owns Corporate Direct, which provides affordable LLC and corporate formation and maintenance services in all 50 states. Here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Sutton, can you live in another state and use a strong state?
So that's a really good question, Eric. So let's say you have that Ohio property and the Indiana property, you know, and you don't live in those two states. You can use the LLC from those states. And then we're going to have that one Wyoming LLC to protect against a claim. And so you could live in any state and have a Wyoming LLC set up. You don't have to live in Wyoming to benefit from Wyoming's great asset protection laws. You know, it's almost a constitutional right to travel issue where you get to decide what state you want to set up your LLC in, and people want to pick the most protective state, which in our judgment is Wyoming.
Quite interesting information there. Now, what are corporate formalities? And I've heard you can lose your protection by not following these formalities.
Well, that's a good question, Eric. When you set up the corporation or LLC, you know, you pay your fee to the state, you do the proper paperwork, and you are protected by setting up this entity. However, there are ongoing requirements to stay protected. So you have to pay the annual filing fee to the state. You have to have a meeting once a year, and you have to prepare minutes of the meeting showing that you held the meeting. And people think this is a real burden, but, you know, they're called corporate minutes, not corporate hours. It's really easy to follow this rule. You also have to make sure that people know that you're operating through a corporation or LLC. So on your checks, on your contracts, in all your dealings, you want to provide corporate notice, either that Inc. or LLC. These are all easy rules to follow. The consequences if you don't follow them are pretty dramatic. If you don't follow the corporate formalities, someone can say, all right, Eric, you had a corporation, but you didn't follow these formalities. I'm going to pierce through the corporation and get to your personal assets because you didn't operate properly as a corporation or an LLC. So you've spent the time and effort to set up the corporation or LLC, but then you failed to follow these easy rules. And by doing that, by not following the rules, someone can pierce through the corporation and get at your personal assets. So we don't want that to happen, which is why we help people not only form the entity, but maintain it as well. Equally important is maintaining this entity so you're protected into the future.
Mr. Sutton, it really has been great to have had you. A lot of important and valuable information shared here today, and can't thank you enough for sharing your expertise here with the audience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
I think it's important for people to realize that if they haven't set up that LLC to hold their real estate or the corporation or LLC to operate their business, it's not too late. You can still set one up, and we can get started this year as a corporation or LLC and be protected. The time that you spent operating it on your own, we can't protect against a claim that arose 2 years ago, but we can protect you right now moving forward. So it's never too late to set up a corporation or an LLC.
And that certainly is good news. If folks wanted to be in touch with you and get further information on Corporate Direct or any of your writings or books, where can they get further details?
Well, Eric, a great source for this type of information is our website, corporatedirect.com. And I mentioned that we do offer a free 15-minute consult with a paralegal. And so you can call the office at 800-600-1760, 800-600-1760, and talk to someone about what we can do to help you get protected right away. So, but at the website, we have a lot of articles and resources. So corporatedirect.com is the site.
Again, Mr. Sutton, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with asset protection attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton, who owns Corporate Direct, which provides affordable LLC and corporate formation and maintenance services in all 50 states. And for further details, visit CorporateDirect.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.